This is JIS News. Coming up, Youth Minister provides $15 million in scholarships. Toll charges to start on North-South Highway September 6. And Agriculture Ministry to boost production at agri-parks. Details after the break.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track Team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
Now the news. The Minister of Youth and Culture is providing $15 million in scholarships this year to 150 tertiary students. Valued at $100,000 per annum, the awards are being made under the Ministry's Access to Higher Education Partnership Program, aimed at preparing young people to become entrepreneurs. 50 scholarships each will be awarded to students at the College of Agriculture, Science and Education, CASE, Caribbean Maritime Institute, and Brownstown Community College. The scholarships are being awarded to students aged 17 to 24 years who are in need of financial assistance for their tuition and other associated expenses. Application forms are available at the three campuses as well as on the NYS website, nysjamaica.org. Youth Minister Lisa Hanna says the partnership program is part of plans to better equip young persons to become entrepreneurs and job creators.
We have to develop a generation of job creators. And so we have to give you the best opportunity to do that. And we have to give you access to the best support mechanism to become an entrepreneur.
The minister was speaking at the launch of the CASE segment of the scholarship program on Thursday. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is looking to ramp up production at the agri-parks and increase greenhouse farming and aquaculture. This as part of measures to better resist drought conditions and reduce food imports. Acting Agriculture Minister Derek Kelly says the agri-parks still have additional lands to be engaged, adding that the ministry will continue to employ measures to secure the nation's food supply.
We are currently conducting an audit of the available unutilized greenhouse capacity in the country with a view to working with greenhouse farmers to maximize production in our greenhouses. We also intend to utilize all the idle capacity in our aquaculture sector.
Minister Kelly was addressing the recent opening of the Bethel Town sorrel processing plant in Westmoreland. He says the alternative to importing food continues to be the ramping up of production in areas with adequate rainfall, as well as those regions served by irrigation systems. Executive Director of the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD, Christine Hendricks, says public education will play a significant role in preparing Jamaicans for the full implementation of the National Disabilities Act. She says several measures will be employed to ensure that the provisions of the Act are understood, especially by persons with disabilities.
It's a lot of public awareness, a lot of varying sensitization methods, just making the public more aware of disabilities, of the Act, persons with disabilities themselves, about what their rights are, because they too, to be able to be empowered, to be able to speak up, they have to know what they're entitled to, as well as know what their responsibilities are in the whole process.
Mrs. Hendricks was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The National Disabilities Act was approved by the House of Representatives and will be considered by the Senate. And toll-free access to the North-South Highway from Linstead to Manigleg will end at 12 a.m. Saturday, September 6. Motorists opting to take the 20-kilometer stretch of highway will be charged a toll based on their vehicle's classification. For Class 1 vehicles, a toll of $200 will be charged. For larger Class 2 vehicles, the cost will be $420. Trucks and other Class 3 vehicles are required to pay $1,000 per trip, and drivers of Class 4 motorized 2- and 3-wheeled vehicles will pay $160. The fees will be collected at the Mount Rossa Toll Plaza in Treadway, St. Catherine. The bypass is the first of three legs of the north-south link of Highway 2000 to be completed. The other legs, Caymanas to Linstead and Bonique to Ocho Rios, are scheduled to be completed by 2016. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.